The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
I'm looking at the papers today. I'm looking at page 8 of the Sunday Independent. Mary Lou's match of the day. A damp squib, so says their political correspondent, Mary Regan. This is off the back of the announcement, the much awaited announcement yesterday from Sinn Féin of who they were going to put forward as their candidate or who they were going to back in this presidential election. And they came out yesterday and said they are putting their support behind Catherine Connolly as a United Left candidate. Rose Conway Walsh is on the line. Good morning to you, Rose. Your name at one point was being talked about. So were you directly asked to run, Rose?
Well, we had many conversations within the party over the last few months. And yesterday was a huge decision for us. And it was a huge decision to support a candidate from outside the membership and to work with the opposition there to collectively take on the government. So we talked to many people, both inside the party and outside the party. And I am absolutely clear in that we made the very best decision yesterday. We had two priorities, Ciara. And one was to get Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of government and to keep them out of the Áras. And I think the decision that was made yesterday allows us to do that. And that was to give people a clear choice. And above all here, I think to give people hope. So, you know, Sinn Féin will work to get them out of government along with the combined opposition. And that's why we hope to get Catherine elected into the Áras. So I think it's a very exciting decision to make. I think it was a big decision for all of us. But we are absolutely focused. I think it sends out a very strong statement that the combined opposition have come together to take on the government and to give people that clear choice.
But what statement does it send out, Rose, about Sinn Féin itself, the ambitions of this party that wants to lead the next government and a failure to find somebody from within its own ranks or to attract somebody onto the Sinn Féin ticket?
Yeah, you see, it was a very active choice, Ciara. It wasn't a failure to find somebody. We had many candidates across the board that could have stood for election, you know. But we also made the decision. I suppose one of those things was to keep our front bench team together and focused. And our party president made it clear that she was absolutely focused. We're focused on giving people an alternative and getting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of government. We've had 100 years of the same thing. There's too many people left behind. There's too many really big issues in terms of the housing, children's health, disabilities, and the growing inequality, and an economy that's designed that leaves too many people behind.
Okay, so you wanted to protect
your
front bench there. You didn't want yourself to run. At one stage, Piers Doherty was being called on as a name, or Aidan Farrell at one point as well, Mary Lou herself. So I get what you're saying. We want to protect the front bench. But, I mean, Fianna Fáil looked beyond its front bench, looked beyond its own political party. They were able to take in a big name. Could you not attract somebody into that?
Well, what Fianna Fáil do is their own business. As I said, we talked to several people, but I think Catherine Connolly is a really good candidate. I don't agree with everything that she says or does, and no doubt throughout the course of this campaign there will be differences as well. But Catherine Connolly, with a combination of support from the left, sends out that message. We see the combined opposition coming together from the start of this stall, and it has made things fundamentally different. It has changed how the Oireachtas works. And I hope that begins to show people that there's an alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael continuing in power. Now, I think this has been one of the worst governments ever elected. For Jim Gavin to decide to run for Fianna Fáil is his own business. They will run their own campaign, obviously alongside Fine Gael. But, you know, the presidential election is very different, but it's an opportunity to elect somebody from outside the political establishment. And I think people today will be looking at, right, do we want more of the same, or is this a real opportunity for change? Do we want Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and Michael Lowry's independence to be in charge of the Dáil, the Seanad, and now the Áras?
Okay, and you
and
said
that
there
would be absolute control of all our institutions. institutions.
That you don't agree with everything that Catherine Connolly stands for and has said. What do you not agree with?
Well, you know, obviously there are things that she would, you know, there's things that maybe she would be stronger on a united Ireland. And I hope that throughout the course of the campaign, that Irish reunification will be central to this. Now, I very much hear, because I've been listening to what Catherine Connolly has been saying over the last couple of weeks, and she has talked about reunification and setting out her hope for a referendum during the presidential election, and how that would be, because I think that we will have a referendum on Irish unity within the lifetime of this presidential election as well. So that will be important. Obviously, if we have our own, if we had our own candidate, we would be extremely focused on that as well as the other issues as well. But, you know, this is a combination of the left. None of the parties that are supporting Catherine Connolly, I suppose, will, you know, agree 100% with everything to do with the campaign. But we believe that the importance of people coming together to show this alternative is bigger than the sum of the parts, if you like.
I mean, you are a very big organisation. You have a lot of boots in the ground. We hear often about the structures within Sinn Féin and how it can run and support local election candidates, etc. I presume you're going to be bringing some of that to her campaign. What did you negotiate in return for giving your support to Catherine Connolly?
Well, we've had conversations with Catherine Connolly to see how our views are aligned with hers in terms of what our aspirations are. And we are satisfied that they are aligned with our views and our aspirations. Mary Lou McDonald has had conversations with her and her team and others within the party. So, I mean, one of the issues for us as well would be around voting rights, obviously, for people of the North. I think one of the saddest things from yesterday, I think, is that there were people in the room, because obviously our Corley is an All-Ireland team. There was Irish citizens in the room who won't have a vote in this election. And I came out of that room yesterday thinking that I never want to come out of a room again before a presidential election where half my comrades aren't allowed to have to vote in the election because they live on the other side of the island. So I do think that's one of the things that absolutely has to be addressed within the term of this law. It's continuously promised. But
You will have input into her campaign and the messaging coming from her campaign. Will you put somebody from Sinn Féin on her campaign team, for example?
Well, we will look to have, as I'm sure all of the other parties who are supporting her as well, will look to help and to support in every way that we possibly can. And that will mean going out, knocking on doors. It'll mean, you know, being very involved in Catherine's campaign. But Catherine is an individual woman. She is running as the president, and presidential elections are obviously different. We will be asking people respectfully to support Catherine because we think that she is the right candidate and we think she is the best chance that we have of a left unity candidate to maximise the potential of electing the Uachtaráin from beyond Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and to ensure, you know, that our focus remains on getting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of office. So I think this is a very, you know, waking up today, I feel very excited about this campaign and the possibilities of this campaign. And I think we're going to have something along the lines of, you know, marriage equality and those campaigns where people came together and they said, these are the things that we really value. These are the things that we want to happen. And I think it gives control back to people as well. And
okay,
it gives people a say in what happens in their future and in future generations.
Sinn Féin TD Rose Conwy Walsh, thanks for speaking to us this morning.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.